Good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹早。
It's a joy to be with you and to worship together.
非常高兴可以跟大家一起敬拜我们的主。
And now, let's turn our attention to the Word of God.
我们现在把我们的心思放在我们的主
神身上。Turn with me to Luke chapter 24.
我们一起翻到路加福音二十四章。
Luke chapter 24, we'll start with verse 25.
我们从路加福音24:25开始。
And he said to them, O foolish men and slow of heart to believe in all that the prophets have spoken. Was it not necessary for the Christ to suffer these things and to enter his glory? Then beginning with Moses and with all the prophets, he explained to them the things concerning himself in all the scriptures.
耶稣对他们说，无知的人啊，先知所说的一切话，你们的心信得太迟钝了。基督这样受害又进入他的荣耀，岂不是应当的吗？于是从摩西和众先知起，凡经上所指着他自己的话，都给他们讲解明白了。
And as they approached the village where they were going, he acted as though he was going further. But they urged him, saying, Stay with us, for it is getting toward evening. The day is now nearly over. So he went in to stay with them. But when he reclined at the table with them, he took bread and blessed it and breaking it, and he began giving it to them. Then their eyes were opened, and they recognized him, and he vanished from their sight.
二十八节，他将近他们所去的村子，耶稣好像还要往前行，他们却抢留他，说时候晚了，日头已经平息了，请你同我们住下吧。耶稣就进去，要同他们住下。到了坐席的时候，耶稣拿起饼来，祝谢了，拨开递给他们，他们的眼睛明亮了。才认出他来，忽然耶稣不见了。
And then they said to one another, Were not our hearts burning within us while he was speaking to us on the road, while he was explaining the scriptures to us?
他们彼此说，在路上他和我们说话，给我们讲解圣经的时候，我们的心岂不是火热的吗？
Verse 36. While they were telling these things, he himself stood in their midst and said to them, Peace be to you. But they were startled and frightened and thought that they were seeing a spirit.
36节，正说这话的时候，耶稣亲自站在他们当中，说，愿你们平安。他们却惊慌害怕，以为所看见的是魂。
And he said to them, Why are you troubled, and why do doubts arise in your hearts? See my hands and my feet, that it is I myself. Touch me and see. For a spirit does not have flesh and bones, as you see that I have. And when he said this, he showed them his hands and his feet.
耶稣说，你们为什么愁烦？为什么心里起疑念呢？你们看我的手，我的脚，就知道实在是我了。摸我看看。魂五骨五肉，你们看，我是有的。说了这话，他就把手和脚给他们看。
Verse 44. Now he said to them, These are my words which I spoke to you while I was still with you, and all things which were written about me in the law of Moses and the prophets and the Psalms must be fulfilled. Then he opened their eyes to understand the scriptures.
44节，耶稣对他们说。这就是我从前与你们同在之时所告诉你们的话，说摩西的律法、先知的书和诗篇上所记的，凡指着我的话都必须应验。于是耶稣开他们的心窍，使他们能明白圣经。
And now let's turn to John's Gospel, chapter 14.
我们翻到约翰福音十四章
，verse 16。
John
14:16. I will ask the Father, and he will give you another helper, that he may be with you forever. That is the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it does not see him or know him. But you know him, because he abides with you and will be in you.
我要求父，父就另外赐给你们一位保卫师，叫他永远与你们同在。这是真理的圣灵，乃世人不能接受，因为不见他，也不认识他。你们却认识他，因为他常与你们同在，也要在你们里面。
Verse 26. But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to you your remembrance all that I have said to you.
26节, 但保卫师就是父因我的名所要差来的圣灵，他要将一切的事指教你们，并且要叫你们想起我对你们所说的一切话。
And now chapter 16.
16章。
We'll start with verse 12. I have many more things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. But when He, the Spirit of truth, comes, He will guide you into all the truth. For He will not speak on His own initiative, but whatever He hears, He will speak, and He will disclose it to you what is to come. He will glorify Me, for He will take of Mine and will disclose it to you. All things that the Father has are mine, and therefore I said that He takes of mine and will disclose it to you.
我还有好些事要告诉你们，但你们现在担当不了，只等真理的圣灵来了，要引导你们进入一切的真理，因为他不是凭自己说的，乃是把他所听见的都说出来，并要把将来的事告诉你们。 他也荣耀我，因为他要将授予我的告诉你们。凡父所有的都是我的，所以我说他要将授予我的告诉你们。Let
us pray.
我们一起祷告。Father,
we thank you for this opportunity to open your word together.
父，天父，我们感谢你，我们给我们机会可以一同来到你的话语的面前。And
Lord, even today we are considering your gift of the Holy Spirit.
主，我们今天来思想主你所赐给我们的圣灵。
One of His names is the Spirit of Truth.
他的名字是真理的圣灵。
So Lord, as we consider this subject, we depend on Your Holy Spirit.
主，当我们思想这个题目的时候，我们来仰赖圣灵。
What we're considering this morning is how we're dependent on You to open our eyes to see You.
主，今天我们在你面前一同思想这个题目的时候，我们何等的要需要你来把这个题目的向我们解开。So
we ask you, Lord, in our midst to quicken your word.
主，求你在我们中间点活你自己的话。Bring
it to life.
把这个带进你的生命。And
show us Christ.
让把基督显明在我们心中。We
pray in Jesus' name.
我们祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名。 Amen.
Well, as you can tell, what's on my heart to share about today is the Spirit of Truth, the Holy Spirit given to us.
你可以知道我今天要跟大家分享的题目就是真理的圣灵，就是神所赐给我们的圣灵。And
you'll also notice that we read from two of the stories in Luke chapter 24 after the resurrection of Christ.
当我们读到路加福音24章的故事，在主复活以后的故事。
And when we look at those stories, what we're looking at today is we see examples of how God reveals Christ to us.
我们从这个故事可以看见神给我们一个例子，叫我们怎样看神把基督启示给我们。
And for us today, it's the Holy Spirit that does that.
好像今天对我们来说，这是圣灵在做这个工作。
But just as an intro, let's turn to John chapter 3 and just get some context.
做一个开头，我们先翻到约翰福音的三章，我们可以做一个参考。
Now we know John chapter 3 is the story of Nicodemus going to Jesus.
约翰福音三章，我们看到一个故事，就是尼哥底母去探望耶稣。
In verse 1, now there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews, this man came to Jesus by night and said to him, Rabbi, we know that you have come from God as a teacher, for no one can do the signs that you do unless God is with him.
有一个法利赛人名叫尼哥底母，是犹太人的官。这人夜里来见耶稣说：“拉比，我们知道你是由神哪里来做师傅的，因为你所行的神迹，若没有神同在，没人能行。”
And verse 3, Jesus answered and said to him, Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God.
耶稣回答说, 我实实在在地告诉你, 人若不重生, 就不能见神的国。
And verse 6, That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the spirit is spirit.
6节, 从肉身生的就是肉身, 从灵生的就是灵。
So a couple things we want to remind ourselves about.
有两件事我们需要提醒自己的。
There's a big gap between the spiritual world and the natural world.
这个属灵的境界跟这个自然界是有非常大的鸿沟。
And of course, the Lord is the only one who can bridge that gap.
只有我们的主才把这个鸿沟拉在一起。
Later in this chapter, the Lord speaks of that which is heavenly is heavenly, that which is earthly is earthly. You cannot bridge that gap as man.
然后这章的末了说，属天就是属天的，属地就属地的，你不能用人的方法来把这个鸿沟拉在一起。
But the spirit realm is just as real, of course. Some would say more real than the natural.
这个属灵的境界是个真实的，而且比自然界更实际。
Look at verse 8, very familiar but puzzling verse.
我们看第八节，虽然有些难懂，但是很清楚。
Jesus says, The wind blows where it wishes, and you hear the sound of it, but you do not know where it comes from and where it is going. So it is. So is everyone who is born of the Spirit.
主耶稣说，风随着意思吹，你听见风的响声，却不晓得从哪里来，往哪里去。凡从圣灵生的，也是如此。I
think the Lord's using there the picture of the wind to help to explain to Nicodemus and to us that the Spirit is real, even if we don't understand how he comes and goes.
所以主耶稣用这个风的图画来向尼哥底母，也向着我们解释这个圣灵，就好像风一样，虽然我们摸不到，但是是那么真实。So
as a regular person, you go outside, if the wind is blowing, you don't know where it came from, but if it's blowing, you hear it, or if it's hitting your face, you know it.
所以我们普通的人到外面有风吹。 但是虽然你看不见，但是你感觉到吹在你的面上，你就知道有风。
And that's our experience. When the Lord moves and He's present, we know it.
所以我们的感觉到，如果主在工作的时候，我们能够知道。
As a testimony, if the Lord's present in your life, others will sense it.
所以如果你 身上有主的同在的话，别人也感觉得到。We
don't know exactly where it comes, where it goes, but the Spirit of God is real.
但是虽然我们不知道从哪里来往哪里去，但是神的灵是那么真。So
that's just a reminder. We see that gap between spirit and the natural.
所以我们要被提醒一下，我们这个自然界跟
And so now we come back to the story. Nicodemus came to Jesus and says, Rabbi, he comes to him as a teacher. He thinks Jesus is a great teacher.
尼哥底母来到主的面前说他是一个师父，很大的师父。
And of course he is the very best teacher in all history.
当然在历史里面他是最伟大的一个拉比，一个老师。
But of course Nicodemus coming to get, he's trying to come and get knowledge. He wants knowledge from this man.
但是尼哥底母来到这个人面前要得到的是知识。
And we also see in this the hunger of man, because man disconnected from God senses that there's something there and then seeks after it.
他是一个很饥饿的人，他一个得不到神的人，看见真的摸到这个是从神来的东西。
In fact, the world is filled with religions, and those religions are all about trying to grope and figure out where God, who God is, and where He is.
因为当时都是充满，好像这个世界充满宗教一样，大家都在摸索到底神在哪里。
And most of them are all speculating and saying, "Well, if I do this, then maybe God will bless me."
可能就是想到当做什么事情，就得到神的祝福。
But the fact is, human wisdom can't see God.
但是以人的智慧来说，人不能看见神。
No matter how hard we work, we can build philosophies.
虽然我们很努力，我们可以。 建立一些哲学,
we can build religions that impress other people and give us things to do.
我们可能建立一个宗教，可能教人怎么行善。
But with our own effort, we can't see God.
但是用我们自己的努力，我们看不见神。
And that's very clear in the words of the Lord here. He says, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God.
所以这个当然我们知道是不行，因为主耶稣明明的说，人若不重生，则不能见神的国。Now,
thankfully, of course, the Lord has provided the answer for this problem.
当然很清楚的，神耶稣把这个问题他带来一个答案。Right,
let's look at verse 5. Jesus answered, "Truly, truly, I say unto you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God."
第五节，耶稣说：“我实实在在的告诉你，人若不是从水和圣灵生的，就不能进神的国。”And
we all know that our Lord Jesus gave a way, a path to receiving Him.
所以主耶稣赐下一个条道路，怎么可以接受他？And
in receiving Him, Him as our Savior, then we are born into God's family.
我们接受他做我们的救主的时候，我们就被接纳进到成为神家里的人。
So then we're born of the Spirit, and now that gap, that chasm is closed because now we are born of the Spirit.
当我们从圣灵生的时候，我们就把这个鸿沟就消除了。
In speaking with you saints here, I think most of you have been believers a while.
我相信我们当中大部分都是已经很蛮久的信徒。
And many of you younger ones probably grew up in these Christian families.
年轻的可能也是在基督教的家庭里面长大。
So maybe you take it all for granted.
可能你就以为这些事都是理所当然。But
for someone like me, I grew up in a Christian family, but I didn't receive the Lord until I was 20 years old.
虽然我是也是在基督教的家庭里面长大，但是我还是到20岁我才接受主。I
had lots of Bible, well, not a lot. I had Bible knowledge.
我有很多，不是说很多，就是有圣经的知识。And I had
wonderful Christian influence from my family.
我从我的家也得到非常好的基督教的影响。But
in high school, by then I had a very liberal view of the Bible. I didn't take it as the Word of God.
当我高中的时候，我就有一个对圣经有一个非常开放的看法，不觉得这是神的话。
Christ was a teacher, but not my Savior.
基督是一个师父，但是不是我的救主。
I only mention this because for me, it's very easy to remember what it's like not to know the Lord.
所以非常容易记住，就是怎么样，为什么我不认识主。
It's easy to remember wanting to know the Lord and searching different things and going off and studying Buddhism and other stuff and knowing that there was nothing there.
虽然我记得虽然想有寻求要认识主但是要经过不同的宗教来认识他但是还是寻找不到
So without the Lord, we really are separated from even seeing God.
所以没有主的话我们就是很难去看见神
Now I'm going to wake you up and ask you a question.
所以我要把你还
So I see if anyone has any in common with me. How many of you were saved? You received the Lord after either 20 years old or higher?
想问一下 20岁以后 认识主的有多少
Okay. So you're with me on that, right? 20 or more years without the Lord, you can appreciate what it means to say to not even be able to see the kingdom until we're born from above. Until the Spirit is given to us.
所以我们到20岁还没认识主，我们知道要等到这个圣灵来启示我们，来让我们能够重生。
Okay, let's turn to John chapter 14. We just read those verses. Speaking now about the gift of the Holy Spirit to us.
我们再回到约翰福音十四章的神所赐的圣灵。
Verse 17. That is the Spirit of truth. Whom the world cannot receive, because it does not see him or know him, but you know him, because he abides with you and will be in you.
就是真理的圣灵乃世人不能接受，因为不见他也不认识他，你们却认识他，因为常与你们同在。
Now, the disciples had been watching the Holy Spirit. Why? Because he was in Christ. So he was, that's what it means, right? He's been with you because he's been in Christ.
这些门徒都看见圣灵，因为圣灵在基督里面。
But now Jesus says he's going to be in you.
但是主耶稣说现在圣灵要在你们里面。
Remember this whole passage, 14, 15, 16, Jesus was speaking to the disciples right at the moment that he's explaining that he's really going away.
这个14、15、16节，耶稣对门徒说这些话，是明明的告诉他们他要离开。
And that's why it's so important that he's giving us the Holy Spirit.
所以非常重要的，他要赐给我们圣灵。
Who's going to be the other counselor, the other helper?
他成为我们另外一位的保惠师。
Okay, with that intro, let's look now at chapter 24 of Luke. Let's look at the story and see examples of God revealing truth.
我们介绍以后，我们再回到路加福音24章的这个例子。
And we'll start at verse 13.
我们在13节。
And behold, two men were going that very day to the village of Emmaus, which was about 7 miles from Jerusalem. And they were talking with each other about these things which had taken place. While they were talking and discussing, Jesus himself approached and began traveling with them, but their eyes were prevented from recognizing him.
正当那日，门徒中有两个人往一个村子去，这村子名叫以马忤斯，离耶路撒冷约有25里。他们彼此谈论所遇见的这一件事，正谈论商问的时候，耶稣亲自就近他们。 他和他们同行，只是他们的眼睛迷糊了，不认识他。So
we want to notice here that their eyes were hidden. They couldn't see that it was really Jesus Christ.
我们看见这里他们眼睛迷糊，他们不认出这个是主耶稣的，他们跟他谈论的这个人。And
we want to see here, this is an issue of seeing, and they couldn't see. They were blind.
这个问题是他们所眼见的。
Now we don't need to analyze exactly why they couldn't see yet.
我们不需要分析他们为什么看不见。
We do know that Jesus' resurrected body had to look somewhat different because the same thing happened to other disciples.
我们想象这个主耶稣当时是在他的复活的身体的里面，就像好像其他的门徒所看见的。
But I want to make a point here. Just think of yourself as those disciples. They needed revelation.
所以我们看见门徒们需要启示。
They could not see.
他们看不见，不能看见。
Now I suggest today, if you think about the big picture.
我提议我们向大方面的来看。
Compare knowledge to spiritual truth.
我们来比较知识跟属灵的真理来比较，做个对比。
Knowledge is something we acquire. We can work and acquire it, like information. We can acquire it.
知识是我们从后天可以得到的，可以努力去得到的。
Spiritual truth has to be given to us, has to be revealed.
属灵的真理需要赐给我们的，需要启示给我们。
You get the difference?
你看到了个不同吗？
So truth is revealed, knowledge is acquired.
真理是启示的，知识是得到的。
Just think of, I love using teacher analogies, but think of in your past, if you can think of a really good teacher, teachers may help you learn knowledge.
好像你想到以往有一个师父，有个老师，可以他帮助你得到知识。
Or you can go study all the literature and you can build up the information.
可能你可以读很多的资料，很多的可得到累积你的知识。
But sometimes it takes that teacher who really sees to reveal the truth about that thing.
但是要接着一个师父，一个老师，他能够看见，把这个里面的真实来向你。
And in the case of spiritual truth, it has to be revealed by God to us.
所以圣灵的真理是需要从神那里向我们启示出来。
So God must open what is closed to us.
所以神必须开启那关闭的向我们开启。
Now consider for a moment our part in this.
想一下我们的情形。
This is the most important thing we're considering today.
所以我们今天所要思想最重要的。
For me to have truth revealed, I must look to the revealer in humility.
所以当我们需要真理向我们启示的话，我们要仰望这位把真理启示给我们的这位启示者。
If I've studied all the knowledge and I say to myself, I actually understand this, then I don't look to the true teacher.
如果我再研究一下所有的这些知识的话，说我已经知道了，我不需要依靠什么师父。
So you and I need to be open. We need to be able to say, yes, I'll study the knowledge, but when it comes to revelation, when it comes to spiritual truth, I have to put myself in the hand of the one who can reveal to me.Who can open my eyes.
虽然我们读很多知识，但是当我们要真的知道里面的真实的时候，我们要仰赖，我们要依靠这位向我们启示的启示者，来把自己交在他的手里面，才得到这个真实。
Let's turn ahead then to verse 27.
我们再来到27节
Oops. I'm not going to do the revelation number 4. Okay. In verse 27 we see then the beginning with Moses and with all the prophets he explained to them the things concerning himself in all the scriptures.
从27节他就是说到从摩西和众先知都是指着他来说的。
And then verse 32, they said to one another, "Were not our hearts burning within us while he was speaking to us on the road, while he was explaining the scriptures to us?"
32节，他们彼此说，在路上他和我们说话，给我们讲解圣经的时候，我们的心岂不是火热的吗？
Now, if you actually that word there.The explaining in verse 32, maybe the Chinese already says this, the Greek word is to open.
这里所解释的在希腊话里面就是向他们开启。
So here we see Jesus take those scriptures and open them to those two disciples.
这是主耶稣啊，把那些啊圣经向他们，向这些门徒开启了。
Keep in mind, they grew up knowing all these stories. They knew the Old Testament, what we call the Old Testament.
我们记住，这些门徒他们长大都知道圣经里面的故事，他们都知道旧约的圣经。
They knew the prophets. They knew the poetry. It's part of their life already.
他们都知道先知书，知道这些诗篇，因为这个都是他们的生活。
And yet it was a closed book.
而且当时是一个一本关闭的书。
Jesus opened it.
但是耶稣把这个书开启了。
You know, when people say, if you had to go anywhere in history, where would you be? If you could transport yourself into history and go somewhere, where would you go? I think I'd love to go right there.
如果你有一个可能说，能够说回到历史的哪一个时间，哪一点，我想回到这一点，历史的这一点里面。
And did he take them through a 10-day seminar?
他们有没有给他们上十天的课程呢？
Whatever happened, it happened in a matter of hours.
因为这个发生只是几个钟头的事情。
When God reveals things in seconds that we could never figure out with days and days of study.
如果神要在几秒钟里面把个启示给你的话，你可能花很长时间，可能很多天很多日月也不能明白。
And we already read it that the spirit of truth is reveals and gives us Jesus' words.
因为真理的圣灵把主的话来启示给我们。
So God must open his word to us.
神必须要把他自己的话来向我们开启。
And that's our experience too. It's just such a joy when you watch someone all of a sudden receive the Lord and they just see so much immediately.
这个都是我们的经历，当神他接受主的时候，他是何等的喜乐。
I was visiting another place and there was this young man who was completely new to the Lord, but in less than 6 months when we shared about the Bible, he was full of truth.
当我探访一个地方的时候，当一个年轻人他只认识主才六个月，他是何等的因为这个真理他何等的欢乐。
Now those of us who have known the Lord, this is a caution because we can go on thinking because we have received truth and we've sort of gotten used to it. We have a lot of Bible knowledge. So did these guys. They had a lot of Bible knowledge.
所以我们认识主很久了，但是不要以为你对圣经有很多的知识就是好像这里的门徒，他们对圣经也是有很多的知识。
But if we think we can open His Word and receive revelation, then it's closed.
当我们以为可以得到一些启示的话，但是是上门是关闭的。
He has to open His Word.
因为主要神要。把这个向你开启。
And then we jump, we have the two stories. Then Jesus appeared to the disciples later in this chapter. So we look at that. And there he also explained the scriptures to them.
所以以后主耶稣在向他的其他门徒显现的时候，他也向他们解释关于圣经。
In verse 44, he talks about all that was written about me in the law of Moses and the prophets and the Psalms.
他后来他解释所有的摩西的律法先知的书在诗篇里面都是关乎他的。
That's great inspiration for us. As we read the Old Testament, we can see, look for Christ in there. And have him reveal it to us.
这个对我们很大的鼓励。所以当我们读旧约的时候，我们可以从旧约也可以看到我们的主耶稣。
Notice verse 45.
我们可以看到在45节。
Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures.
于是耶稣开他们的心窍，使他们能明白圣经。
So on one hand, he has to open the word to us.
一方面他要把他的话向我们开启。
But inside, he actually has to open our minds.
其实在我们里面，他要 开启我们的心窍。
So we need to look to the Lord to open our minds to see.
所以我们要仰赖我们的主，要开我们的心窍，所以我们能看见。
And you know, God's truth actually, although it seems hidden, it's not that God is hiding it. It is available all the time.
不是说这个是神要把这个隐藏出来，这个他的话是给我们的，但是是隐藏的。
A lot of the times we can't see it because of our situation. We just can't bear it, as he said.
因为我们不能看见，不是什么，只是因为我们的问题，我们担当不了。
And it reminds us of Romans chapter 12, verse 2, where it speaks of the renewing of the mind done by God.
就好像罗马书十二章二节里面说到心意更新，是这个是神所做的。
Now, as an old man, I can say this.
我作为一个老人，我可以这样说。
It's actually a sad observation.
这个非常伤心的一个观察。
I watch how little people really change over the years.
我看见很多人很多年都没有什么改变。
Even believers.
就算是我信徒来说。
But the good news is God can change us and show us new things.
但是好消息就是神能够把我们变化。
The warning is that without God doing it, rest assured, your thinking will stay the same.
所以这个警告就是，如果神不做在你身上的话，你就是永远一个样子。So
we need the Lord to open our minds.
所以我们需要主来开我们的心窍。Okay,
let's go back to the first story again and look at verse 26 and 27.
我们再回到故事的前头，26、27节。
Was it not necessary for the Christ to suffer these things and to enter into his glory? Then beginning with Moses and with all the prophets, he explained to him the things concerning himself in all the scriptures.
基督这样受害又进入他的荣耀，岂不是应当的么？于是从摩西和众先知起，凡经上所指的自己的话，都给他们讲解明白了。
Notice, in this case, we want to look at the fact that what he's revealing to them is not knowledge in general, but it's what's concerning himself.
所以这里主向他们所启示的不是什么知识，而是关乎他自己。
So it's the truth about Christ.
这个是关乎基督的真理。
God reveals the truth about Christ.
因为神启示关乎基督的真理。
There's a lot of other things to know about, but the focus is on the Lord.
虽然有其他很多其他的知识我们需要知道的，但是这个我们的集中是在基督的身上。
And we're reminded when we say, well, is there more? We're reminded that when we see Christ, we see the Father.
所以我们被提醒，当我们看见基督，就是看见父。
That Christ is the expression of God Himself.
基督就是神自己的彰显，表明。
Remember, Philip said to Jesus, "Show us the Father."
腓力说，你给父给我们看。
And Jesus said, "You've been seeing Him."
但是主对他说，你已经看见他。
My words, my actions, everything reflect the Father.
我所说的，我的话，我所做的，都是显明父。
So what the Lord wants to reveal to us is Christ Himself.
所以主要向我们启示的，就是基督的自己。
And if you keep your place in Luke 24, we go back to John chapter 15 and verse 26.
我们再回到约翰福音15章的26节。
Verse 15:26, Jesus said, "When the Helper comes, whom I will send to you from the Father, that is the Spirit of Truth, who proceeds from the Father, he will testify about me."
15章26节，但我要从父那里差保惠师来，就是从父出来的真理的圣灵，他来了就要为我做见证。
So God has to open to us. We have to understand who Jesus really is.
所以神要向门打开，看见到底耶稣是谁。
And now, since Jesus is not physically with us, it's the Holy Spirit that does that.
所以如果主自己不是跟我们肉身跟我们在一起，就是圣灵。这是圣灵的工作。
So this aspect you can see is like it's the objective truth about Jesus, understanding who he is.
这个就是给我们看见到底这个真理，就是说他是谁。
But of course, the Lord wants to show more than that.
当然，我们的主要给我们看比这个更多。
And now we look at verse 30 and 31.
我们来看三十。到三十一节
，Luke 24, we're back in Luke 24.
我们再回到路加福音的24章的30节。
When he had reclined at the table with him, he took the bread and blessed it, and breaking it, he began giving it to them. Then their eyes were opened, and they recognized him, and he vanished from their sight.
到了坐食的时候，耶稣拿起饼来，祝谢了，拨开，递给他们，他们的眼睛明亮了，这才认出他来，忽然耶稣不见了。
So God opens the Word.
神打开他的话。
He opens our minds.
他开我们的心窍。
But here he opened their eyes.
这里
see, recognize Christ.
这里他开他们的眼睛，好让他们认出看见基督。
This is a subjective truth. It's true inside.We know it by experience.
这个是主观的真理，因为这个我们是接着我们的经历所看见的。
I think for all of us, we have those moments the Lord brings us to a place where we go from knowing about Christ and wanting Him and wanting a relationship to some point we meet Him and we see Him.
所以好像我们自己的真实经历，当我们认识主寻求他，需要他，到有一天你真的遇见他，变成真实。
Of course, it's a spiritual seeing.
这个是属灵的。
And comes in those moments when he touches us and we are truly humble before him.
当我们真的遇见他，被他摸着的时候，我们真的伏在他的面前。
But this is not a one-time thing. We need to continue to seek to see Christ.
这个不是一时的事，不是一次的经历，我们要继续来寻求基督。
And just like this picture of this event, the Holy Spirit wants to show us Christ.
就是好像这里一幅图画圣灵需要我们来寻求基督。
He wants to show us Christ in His Word as we study His Word.
所以他要从我们读他的话里面，他要显示基督。
But also, the Lord wants to show us Christ in the body of Christ.
但是主也要我们看见基督，从他的从基督的身体上面来看见基督。
Do we see Christ in one another?
当我们彼此相看。看彼此的时候，我们看有没有看到基督呢？
We know the truth. This is the body of Christ, and everyone's received Christ.
我们都知道这个是真理我们都是基督的身体我们都是看见基督。
But we really get to know each other, and frankly, most of the time, we really get to know the natural person of our brothers and sisters. We know them very well.
当我们彼此认识的时候，我们都是认识我们的天然方面的弟兄姐妹。
So I don't know many of you, so I can say, oh, they just seem so spiritual.
你有没有说这个人很属灵？
But if I went and talked to each one of you and asked about the other one,
当我跟你说到关于另外一位的时候，
oh, then you could tell me how natural everyone is.
你可以说到他是何等的属天然的。
But the body of Christ is really the body of Christ.
但是基督的身体实在是基督的身体。
And when God in heaven looks down on us, He is looking for and seeing Christ in you and me.
当神从天上来看你跟我的时候，他实在是要看在我里面的基督。
The old man in us is dead to Him, thank God.
因为对神来讲，我们这个老我，实际是已经死了，感谢主。
But honestly, it takes the Holy Spirit to really show us Christ in our brothers and sisters. See it, not just in our head.
实在是我们需要圣灵来帮助我们来看彼此相看，来看见在我们彼此里面的基督。
And the same actually applies to ourselves.
这个对我们自己也是同样。
Sometimes we go through dark times or sort of dry times, and we're even questioning, you know, is the Lord with me?
有时候我们经过黑暗，经过干旱，我们会有个怀疑，到底主是不是在我里面？
Sometimes our eyes have to be open to say, "Oh, Christ in you, the hope of glory. He's really here. He's in me."
所以实在是需要主开我们的眼睛，主实在是在我们里面，他是荣耀的盼望。
So God must open what is closed. He has to open our spiritual eyes to see Christ.
所以神一定要把所关闭的开启，让门开我们的眼睛，看见基督。
And the Holy Spirit does that for us.
这个圣灵是为我们所做的。
And then we look down in verse 36.
我们再看36节,
and we see this moment where Jesus comes to the group.
我们看见这个时刻，主耶稣来到他们一群的中间。
While they were telling these things, he himself stood in their midst and said to them, "Peace be to you."
正说这话的时候，耶稣亲自站在他们当中说：“愿你们平安。”
They were startled and frightened and thought that they were seeing a spirit.
他们却惊慌害怕，以为所看见的是魂。
And he said to them, "Why are you troubled, and why do doubts arise in your hearts?"
耶稣说：“你们为什么愁烦？为什么心里起疑念呢？”
"See my hands and my feet, that it is I myself."
看我的手，我的脚，就知道实在是我了。
"Touch me and see."
摸我看看。
So now the disciples have their eyes open to not only see that it was Jesus Christ.
现在门徒眼睛被开启，不但看见他是基督，
but to see him in his resurrection body.
也看见他在他的复活的身体里面。
That it was really him.
这个是他。
But also that after death, God gives a resurrection body to our Lord Jesus.
而且死了以后，神给他一个复活的身体。
So their eyes were opened as they looked at his hands.
他们看他的手的时候，他们眼睛的开启。
They even got to touch the scars.
他们也能够摸到他的伤痕。
So brothers and sisters, I think of it, we usually focus on Christ's life up to the cross and going to the cross for us.
弟兄姐妹，我们把我们注意力集中在基督向着十字架，而且就到他钉十字架。
How much do we focus on the Lord in His now, in His resurrected and raised place?
我们有没有把注意力放在他已经现在的情形，他是已经复活了，已经被从死里复活的情形。
He's on the throne with that resurrected body.
因为他是在复活的身体里面坐在宝座上。
So my point is, today is God has to reveal Christ, the resurrected one, the one on the throne. He has to reveal that to us.
所以今天神要把这个已经从死里复活的 的基督，在他复活的身体里面，已经在坐在宝座上的基督向我们启示出来。
The Lord has given us the book of Hebrews and Ephesians and Revelation.
神给我们希伯来书、以弗所书、启示录。
But unless we put ourselves in the Lord's hands and the Holy Spirit opens our eyes, we can't really see Him in His glory.
除非我们把我们自己摆在圣灵的手里面，不然的话，我们不能看见他的复活，他的荣耀。
Just as a confession, for years that was just a blindness to me.
我自己也承认，对我来讲，很多年这个对我来实在是瞎了眼睛。
So we need to go to the Lord and say, "Show me yourself."
所以我们要来到主的面前向主求主把他自己向我们显明。
And so let's go back to chapter 16 of John one last time. We'll go to John 16.
我们再回到约翰福音的十六章。
And this we find the passage we read before, starting at 13.
从十三节开始。
But when He, the Spirit of truth, comes, He will guide you into all the truth. For He will not speak on His own initiative, but whatever He hears, He will speak. And He will disclose to you what is to come.
只等真理的圣灵来了，他要引导你们进入一切的真理，因为他不是凭自己说的，乃是把他所听见的都说出来，并要把将来的事告诉你们。
So the Holy Spirit will show us Christ and even what's to come.
所以圣灵要把基督向我们启示，也启示要来的事。
Verse 14, He will glorify me.
十四节，他要荣耀我。
That's the trademark of, that's whenever the Holy Spirit is active, then it's going to lead to Christ being glorified.
所以这个是他的工作，他所做的一切都是要让基督得荣耀。
And us seeing him.
让我们也让我们看见他。
Now we don't have time for it, but this verse, if you really look at this verse, it shows you how personal the relationship is of the Holy Spirit with us.
如果你读这段的话，你看见圣灵与我们的关系是何等的亲密。
If you wonder about the Holy Spirit being a person, read this verse 13.
如果你要看见圣灵是哪一位的话，你要读这个十三章。
It's so personal. He's hearing and passing on. He's showing us Christ.
他是何等的真实，何等的个人的来把基督向我们显明。
He's guiding us into truth.
他亲自的引导我们进入真理。
No, he's not just some kind of mysterious force.
不是一个很奇怪的一种能力。
Or a hazy feeling.
一种很怪怪的感觉。
The Holy Spirit is God.
但是圣灵就是神。
And God's gift to us.
神的赐给我们的礼物。
And the one who opens our eyes.
这是哪一位开我们的眼睛的。
So may we all look to the Holy Spirit.
让我们一同来仰望仰赖这位圣灵。
Let us not be the proud student that says, well, I have all the knowledge.
不要自满。一个好像一个学生说我已经学了一切的学问。
In fact, I hold this spiritual knowledge because I have all this Christian history in my life.
如果你说已经在我的生活里面我已经有基督教的这个历史。
We have to have that humble heart. We say, okay, Lord, but when it comes to truth and seeing you, I cannot do it.
所以你要谦卑的来到主面前真实的对主说如果靠我自己我不能看见你。
You Lord must open your word.
主你自己要把你自己的话向我开启。
You Lord must open my mind.
主你要只要你能够开我的心窍。
And you Lord must open my eyes to see you.
主你要只要你可能开我的眼睛让我看见你。
And then we trust that if we do that, then he'll continue to show himself more to us.
我们相信当我们继续这样求他的话，他要做成这个功。
And there'll be blessing and fruit and glory back to Christ.
所以我们能够将 这些颂赞所有的这些结果子献给我们的主。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Lord, how joyful we are, Lord, that you sent the another counselor.
主我们何等欢喜你在差遣另外一位保卫师来帮助我。
We also know, Lord, that the Holy Spirit does not force himself on us.
我们知道圣灵不是强迫我们。
That we must turn with a humble heart to allow the Holy Spirit to show us things.
我们要以谦卑来转向圣灵来把这个成就在我们身上。
Lord Jesus, thank you for sending the Spirit.
主耶稣感谢你把圣灵赐下。
And Lord, we want to humble ourselves before you and recognize that we need you to reveal truth to us.
主让我们谦卑地来到你面前需要你自己来把你自己来启示在我们心里面。
And we know this is true throughout our life.
我们随着我们的生命里面我们来学习这个真理。
May you continue to show us more of yourself.
求你自己把你自己显示给我们。
We humble ourselves before you.
我们在你面前谦卑下来。
We put ourselves into your hands, Lord.
再把自己放在你自己的手中。
Grateful for what you have given to us.
我们何等的感激感恩你把这一切赏赐给我们。
And we pray, Lord, that as you move in our midst, that it would be a testimony to you.
主，当你在我们中间运行的时候，主，这个成为美好的见证。
That others will feel the wind of the Spirit.
让别人也感到这个圣灵的风。
And they'll be like Nicodemus saying, "Come, explain this to me."
就好像尼哥底母一样，来到你的面前，向你求主。你再向我解释一下。
And you'll be able to reach out through us to touch other lives.
所以我们能够向别人能够摸到他们的生命。
We pray all this in the name of Jesus Christ.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.